It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Tess Vigeland. You've been waiting patiently, but finally, here is a familiar voice to reveal the winner of our listener writing contest.
All right, you know what that sound means. It's time to announce the winner of round 11 of our 3-Minute Fiction writing contest. I'm Guy Raz, the curator of 3-Minute Fiction and the host of the TED Radio Hour. 3-Minute Fiction, of course, is our contest where we ask you to come up with an original short story that can be read in about 3 minutes. And this round, you submitted almost 4,000 original stories, and our judge this round, the novelist Karen Russell, who, of course, wrote the book Swamplandia, had to go through a lot of those. Not all 4,000, right, Karen?
Not all 4,000. I had sort of the easiest job. A fabulous team of readers from MFA programs and the Paris Review really whittled it down for me. But I did get to read many entries.
So remind us what the... first of all, hello, Karen. Welcome.
Hi, Guy. Thank you. Just swinging out of the shadows.
Remind us what the challenge was this round. What did listeners have to write?
So the challenge was called Finders Keepers, and they were tasked to come up with a story where a character finds an object that he or she has no intention of returning.
And I know that you had a tough time picking the winner, which we will get to in just a moment. But just before we do that, there were two stories that were finalists that were amazing stories. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Oh, I had an extremely difficult time finding a winner. We had such great finalists, two that I loved. One was by Manuel Gonzalez, and it's called Picked Clean.
Picked Clean, yeah.
Has an ending worthy of Flannery O'Connor. Mm. A sister finds her brother's amputated finger.
Yes.
And the other one was by Christina Riggle, and it was called Chips, and it's every writer's horror story about a man who loses a flash drive that contains the last 20 pages of his novel.
So it is now time to announce the winning story, Karen. We've
Hooray.
Been waiting. We've been waiting. Who is the winner of round 11 of 3-Minute Fiction?
I wish I had brought like a kettle drum.
Yeah.
The winner of round 11. The winner of round 11, I'm so excited to announce, is Ben John. With his story, Reborn.
Reborn. Ben John. Richmond, California. That is an incredible story. What was it about his story that stood out?
Ben John's use of language, the specificity of his details, just blew me away. It was indelible and unforgettable and really chilling.
And without further ado, here is Ben John's story, Reborn. It's read by our own Bob Mondello.
At the Reborn convention at the Creektown Holiday Inn, the women mill and mingle, fawn over mohair follicles, blue-blotched underpainting, voice boxes uploaded with found sound, distant crying, summer afternoon nap meltdowns. I'm the only man, and I sense their suspicion. I feel lost. I eat a tasteless finger sandwich. I touch a doll with the back of my hand. A pamphlet explains real baby heater systems. I've been doll shopping all day. Mom-pop small shops to mid-range chains hanging on in the economy to toy depots built into stucco strips. The high fluorescence of Toyland. The dolls' faces sealed behind cellophane. The sales lady said these were the top sellers. None of these speaks to me, I said. Oh, we got dolls that coo and laugh. Laughing's not speaking. We got dolls that cry. You might try the Reborns in Creektown. You might find what you're looking for there. At the herring station, I watch a woman with craft-specific tools tweeze strands through micro-perforations in a scalp. A small digicam and halogen lamp beam down on her knuckles and project on a portable screen before which others have gathered with notepads and clandestine camera phones to bootleg instructions. When she has a patch on the soft spot, she palms the wispy fuzz to prove the sensory logic of it all. A plastic placard at her table reads, "Real human." I ask, what's the story of the hair there? That came off a 3-year-old girl. Does that add to the value? Right. How could it not? Did the girl know what she was doing? Did she think she was shaving her head for the sick? I know what you're thinking. She waits several seconds and says, the answer is yes and no. I wander in a trance, watching the Reborners create the semblance of infant life. Diorama-style setups with mood lighting, bassinets, blankies, and mobiles. Night monitors for the baby noises, music boxes, strollers folded in the corner for endless calming walks. A brawny mannequin in plaid and jeans like me, with a Reborn in a Bjorn. Are you in the market? I want to say, yes, make me one with an electric heart that never stops. Make me one with a real GI tract, real stench. I want to say, yes, sell me a kit with 6 toes on the left foot, a hair lip, and a palsied hand. I'd take that. Can I take, I almost say it, this little guy, it's wearing a sky blue onesie, for a walk? Just to see how it feels? This one's 500. She lifts it off the mannequin and helps me into the straps. Just around here, I say, a test drive. You can have my car keys for collateral. Outside, in the natural light, I can see his underpainted blue-blotched blood vessels, the most accurate glue-fleck cradle cap. Away from all of the other dolls, he looks realer than ever, sleeping with those tight-shut eyes. Passers-by don't think twice. Passengers on the train give knowing looks. So sweet. By the time I get to my stop, it's easy enough to imagine the heartbeat I'm feeling isn't my own.
What an incredible story. Ben John is with us now from KQED in San Francisco. Ben, congratulations to you. What an incredible story.
Congrats.
Thanks,
Ben.
Thanks, Karen.
So how did you get the idea for this story? Where did it come from?
I had been researching doll shopping a little bit on my own for a novel that I'm writing, and there's something inherently creepy about dolls, to me anyway. Maybe it's because I have four sisters and I had to grow up around dolls.
Where'd the spark come from? Like, when did you realize that you love doing this?
My first sort of model for writing was actually my dad, who's not a writer. He entered a contest to win a chainsaw because he needed a chainsaw. And it was a radio jingle contest. And I watched him write this thing hunched over at his desk for hours and hours. And he ended up getting third place, which was a baseball hat, which doesn't help a man who needs a chainsaw.
Have you guys considered having the Paris Review also send a chainsaw?
That's a good idea.
Part of the prize?
Yeah.
Yeah, give it to my dad.
That's a good idea. We should ask them about that.
25 years too late.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, congratulations. And we're, of course, excited to read your novel. We can't wait until that comes
out. Absolutely.
I can't wait until it comes out either.
That's Ben John, whose short story, Reborn, is the winner of round 11 of our 3-minute fiction contest. Ben's story will be published in the fall issue of the Paris Review, and Karen Russell will send him signed copies of all three of her novels, including, of course, Swamplandia. Ben, again, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you, Guy. And thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Ben.
And, of course, thanks to you, Karen Russell, the judge for round 11 of 3-minute fiction. It has been an absolute pleasure having you judge these stories for us.
Oh, my gosh. I had the best time. Thank you guys for asking me. It was really so fun.
And thanks to all of you who submitted stories this time around. If you want to read Ben's story, as well as all of Karen Russell's favorites, go to our website, npr.org/3-minute-fiction, with 3-minute fiction all spelled out. I'm Guy Raz, the curator of 3-minute fiction. Thanks for listening.